I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. Tonight, New Year's Eve, is the one night of the year when decadence is okay. But cast yourself back to the 1980s, when decadence seemed to be okay all year long. It was the decade of junk bonds, cocaine, and the soap opera Dynasty. Remember Crystal, Alexis, Sammy Joe? Well, now you can relive their fabulousness, courtesy of ABC. With a behind-the-scenes dramatization of the soap opera's rise to the top, it's called Dynasty, The Making of a Guilty Pleasure. Here's day-to-day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein on how the show has influenced today's TV shows.
Dynasty ruled the airwaves with a well-manicured fist from 1981 to 1989. But the soap opera wasn't only the most popular program of its time, it was also the dumbest. In retrospect, it's hard to believe Americans could be so riveted by a series that regularly featured UFO abductions, not to mention middle-aged women engaged in catfights. The actress who did the most clawing was Joan Collins. She played Alexis Colby, a character bent on destroying a billionaire oil tycoon who happened to be her ex-husband Blake Carrington. As ABC's new movie remembers, Collins didn't need to be on camera to get into character.
Here we are, voted the three sexiest people on television, and our combined age is over 150.
Now, John's making up most of that.
And smile.
Don't kid yourself, Joan. There are places even makeup can't hide.
Oh, really? Well, pick yourself up a copy of Playboy this month. Let me know where they are.
Playboy?
Whether or not Collins was the same on screen and off, this dramatization is a timely reminder of Dynasty's enormous legacy. Take Collins' character, for instance. Before Alexis came along, television had never seen a female so outright conniving and unafraid to wield her sexuality as a weapon. In her own dastardly way, Alexis Colby was something of a feminist pioneer who paved the way for Heather Locklear on Melrose Place, or the boldly sexual figure of Samantha on Sex and the City. Dynasty also laid the foundation for reality shows like The Apprentice. Long before Oliver Stone introduced Gordon Gekko in his movie Wall Street, it was Dynasty that turned naked greed into a virtue. Dynasty also prefigured the likes of Sex and the City by defining the secret ingredient to great TV: fashion. Just as important as the writers were the folks in costume design. The incredible gowns these women wore were talked about just as much as the wacky plot lines. But perhaps the most influential aspect of Dynasty was the format of its storytelling. Each episode culminated in a narrative cliffhanger that kept viewers returning for the next installment. It's a style that had largely fallen out of favor in recent years with the onslaught of crime dramas like Law & Order and CSI, which wrap up their stories at the end of each episode. But the cliffhanger is back when you consider the hottest new TV show of the season, ABC's Desperate Housewives. Housewives also borrows Dynasty's flair for the outrageous moment. The sexier, the better.
Lying naked in her shrubs, it occurred to Susan this could be the most humiliating moment of her life.
Susan?
She was wrong.
What you doing?
Lock myself out. Naked.
Oh.
While Dynasty fans may skulk over not getting the chance to get a glimpse of Joan Collins all these years later, the show's memory is better served by a movie. It wasn't so much the celebrities that made Dynasty important to remember. It was the show itself.
Dynasty, The Making of a Guilty Pleasure, airs Sunday night on ABC. Day-to-Day's television critic Andrew Wallenstein also covers TV for The Hollywood Reporter.